But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
As long as 49, Aller hit as he throws, and it is intercepted! Ugh. Christian Gray picks it off!
There's an interception. First down.
41-yard attempt. Snap and hold are good. The kick is good!
And there you have it. Notre Dame takes down Penn State last night in the first of the two college football playoff semifinals. They're now in the national championship game coming up on the 20th here in Atlanta. We'll find out tonight who they're going to play against. Texas and Ohio State play tonight in the second semifinal. And, yeah, you said it. It was kind of a sluggish three quarters and an awesome fourth quarter. And, look, ultimately a fun game if you don't have any skin in the game. Now, if you're Mike Conte,
yeah.
I don't think that was a very – the first thing I thought of when Aller threw that interception, I was like, "Oh man, like he's in the building. What a horrible way for that game to end for Penn State fans and Mike Conte specifically."
That's why it's hard for me to travel. Go see the Dogs play, because I'm mad as hell. I pay all that money and they lose.
Yeah.
Like I've went.
At least he's in Miami.
I think I've been to like three games, on a road game, and they won all three of them.
Oh, thank goodness!
There's nothing
worse than traveling all the way wherever the hell you travel to. You take the L, and it's like, damn, now I'm in Tempe.
Yeah.
Now what do I do?
Yeah, at least he's in Fort Lauderdale.
At least he's in a nice place.
Yeah, man. But I mean, that's just brutal, man. But like I said, that last quarter. I mean, I just talked about it earlier. That damn Julian, that love run,
dude.
That dude. With the knee brace on.
He's a good player.
He's a good-ass player,
and I know
player,
he's
man.
Dealing with the knee and all that, but, like, he jumped over a guy. What's he doing?
I want to get in this end zone. Yeah. I want this grass right here, all right? But, no, it was such an entertaining quarter for all the ups and downs. And, you know, we talked about yesterday, Riley Leonard has to throw the ball to give them a chance and everything. Big-time throw he had. Big-time catch and route by the receiver.
Yeah.
But I mean, you know,
he made some mistakes too.
But that's what I'm
saying. He made a couple bad throws too.
He had, like, you think about in the fourth quarter, the interception he had, and you're like, oh no.
What a play that was too by the Penn State player.
But you're like, oh no.
Yeah.
And then it's like, okay, you know, he's going to get a lot of the blame. I'm not mad at James Franklin. I probably would have been aggressive too right there, Bonk. I mean, but then you look at it, I would have ran the ball again. Because the first run, they had, what was it, like 15 yards on the first down run?
Excuse me for not knowing. Did they have any timeouts at that point? I don't remember.
I think they had one.
Because that's what they should have done.
Yeah.
Because Singleton and Catron Allen were both doing a great job on the ground. And Aller had been – I know that was technically his first interception, but he threw two other ones that got called back on penalties. So, that's the part of it that I disagree with. Like, I don't disagree with being aggressive, but I feel like you got to be aggressive with the right guys. I would have had it in Singleton or Allen's hands or whatever you got to do to get it to Tyler Warren. I mean, direct snap it to him. Let him play quarterback. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I would have trusted that more than Aller. Letting Aller throw it there ultimately proved to be a bad choice.
And I saw the clip when Greg McElroy was like, he's not going to make mistakes. He's going to make mistakes right before that pick. You're like, ooh.
The announcer jinx.
Brutal.
The old announcer jinx.
Brutal. But yeah.
So I guess he's going to be coming back then. Because remember,
announced it before the playoffs that he was coming back.
I know, but then there was all the little rumblings of, like, if he plays good and they win the national championship, he might go to the – not so fast.
Nah, bro. It's going to be a long offseason for Cuz.
Yeah.
It is.
Honestly, like, think about it. Like, hopefully he has a moment or two next year that are better than that one was bad so he can be remembered for something. But, that's a throw that's going to live in infamy in Penn State football history.
Oh, no doubt about it, man.
It was a tie game in the semifinal. Who knows what happens in overtime?
You might win. 33 seconds, Bunk.
Yeah, man.
33 seconds left in the game.
Sports are brutal.
Yeah, man.
Unforgiving and brutal.
Left in the game, 33 seconds, and you give them a short field to go and kick the game-winning field goal. And shout out to Notre Dame's kicker, man. This dude has been money in the playoffs.
He has.
He, He had a rough season, but, I mean, he's been money all year. But, I mean, it goes back, and we'll talk about it a lot, it goes back to their head coach, man, and him being able to galvanize the troops and everything like that and just have his team, you know, right where they are in a position four quarters away from the first national title in, since, what, 88?
Yeah.
You know, and so, I mean, obviously, you know, they are, they like you said, they have deficiencies and everything, but they just play tough. They play hard. They believe in each other. They fight for each other. And they got a leader at quarterback that, you know what, when the play needs to be made, he's going to find a way to make the play.
Yep.
And that's what he did last night. With we're talking about the sprint pass. But you saw just like against Georgia, we're going to give you the football, and we're going to let you go and win this football game.
Yep.
We're going to run it with you. We're going to do all those things. Because I'm sitting there watching the game, and I'm just calling, oh, here comes the quarterback. Here comes the quarterback draw. Mm-hmm. Here comes the quarterback counter. They didn't care.
Nope.
They didn't care. Yeah, we're gonna give this big body quarterback the ball, and we're gonna give him opportunities to make plays, and that's exactly what he did.
And a lot of times he did. I like watching him play. Honestly,
me too.
I enjoy watching Riley Leonard play.
Me too.
He has the ball in his hand. He makes something happen.
He's like Haynes King to me.
Yeah,
I just like watching him play.
Yeah, yeah. No, I agree. Yeah. I agree. You got Texas and Ohio State tonight. We'll spend a bit more time on that game in about 10 minutes as we look ahead to it and preview it a little bit. I mentioned it in the first segment. Carson Beck's not going to the NFL. He's going to the transfer portal. He's going to play college football somewhere else other than Georgia next season. And all signs kind of point to Miami. Kind of makes sense. They need a quarterback. His girlfriend goes there, all that kind of stuff.
Right.
Man, if you would have given me the choice between what's more likely, Carson Beck wins the Heisman or Carson Beck plays college football next year, not for Georgia, at the beginning of the year, I guess I probably would have said transfer because everybody transfers.
You're going to see a lot more.
I've been like, yeah, guys transfer.
You're going to see a lot more of this. You know what I mean? You're going to see a lot more of these guys that come in as far as like quarterback, especially quarterback, and have high grades and then come in and don't have the best season and maybe have some eligibility left. And then you look at it from the university's perspective. Yeah, we would like you back, but we might have other options. Okay, well, I'll go somewhere because you can't overlook the experience of a quarterback like Carson Beck.
Nope.
Just like you couldn't overlook it in Campbell or any of these quarterbacks that are transferring around that's played all this ball. You know, especially when you're not sure about your incoming starter or whoever it is, because you look at it from a standpoint, yeah, I know this guy's a five-star high school quarterback.
Right.
But
I've seen this guy play in college.
I've seen this guy
play 3 years, and I know he can do it.
Yeah.
I mean, tonight is an example, too. Like, a lot of rumors that Quinn Ewers, no matter kind of where, whether they win, lose, whatever, Quinn Ewers is going to play someplace else next year.
I don't ever want to put 100% on anything, but I would be shocked if he didn't do that.
Yeah.
I'd be shocked if Quinn Ewers didn't transfer after the season. I would be, because, I mean.
Where do you think?
I said, a couple weeks ago, I think I said Oregon.
Yeah, I think Oregon, too.
Yeah, I said Oregon a couple weeks ago.
Yep.
But, yeah, I can honestly see him doing the same thing, because that's Arch's job.
Yep.
Unless Quinn wins the national championship, then we'll talk.
But
then
if he does, but if he then wins the Arch, championship.
Then Arch would be at Oregon.
Yeah.
Because you can't bench the man if he wins the national title, right?
I don't think so. But also, if he wins the national title, wouldn't his draft stock maybe rise? Like, couldn't he potentially?
No, hey, man, your skills are your skills.
Yeah, no, I know. I've said what I think about him. I hope he does go to Oregon, actually.
Right.
I think that would be great.
Yeah, his skills are
Washington.
Our skills, man.
Exactly right. All right. Terry Fontenot had his press conference yesterday. I know we reacted to quite a bit of it. Didn't get a chance to hear all of it because we were on the air. Now, having heard a bit more of it, we did the Kirk Cousins stuff and kind of gave our thoughts on that. I think you and I are on the same page about I understand what they're saying. I highly doubt Kirk Cousins will be the Falcons' backup next year. We'll see, but kind of doubt it. Here's Terry Fontenot just kind of assessing how he's done in his job.
Well, first of all, I'm going to be real clear that we haven't done a good enough job. I haven't done a good enough job. We haven't won enough. And so when you haven't won enough, it starts with me. That's my job to make this team a consistent winner. And I haven't done a good enough job. It's my job to help everyone in the building be as effective as they can in their roles so we can win more games. We haven't done a good enough job of that.
Yeah, that's right.
What the hell was that in the background?
Was that
a sneeze?
Somebody got a cold. I don't know.
What the hell was this? Like a damn bash note. Damn.
That was Joe Patrick, probably.
Probably was.
Yeah.
Probably was.
That was a fake sneeze just to try to throw Terry off.
Yeah, but no, he's absolutely correct.
He is.
Yeah. The great thing about both of these pressers, it wasn't but the future's bright. It wasn't none of that.
They struck the right tone.
It was all about accountability.
Yep.
It's all about accountability in both pressers, and he's absolutely right. I have not done a good enough job to put the players on the field or in the locker room so Rock can coach them. He's absolutely 100% correct. Now, the whole Kirk Cousins thing, it's hard to defend him because of the money, but nobody saw that.
No.
Nobody saw Kirk falling off the way he did, and he did. And so, you know, you got to look at that from a standpoint, and we were having some fun yesterday with it about, you know, sitting down with Mr. Blank in his office or at his house or whatever and trying to explain to him why I got to give $90 million to Kirk Cousins for 14 games.
Yeah, man.
You know what I mean? Like, why shouldn't I fire you?
All right, put some lipstick on this pig real quick.
Yeah, man. Make me feel better.
Because giving away 90 mil for nothing is a hard sell.
And I'm telling you, the when we talk about the letterhead, when you're typing out whatever, is Michael Penix.
Oh, yeah.
Michael Penix. I drafted this guy.
You see how he played?
You see how he played?
And you see who he was handing it to? I drafted that guy, too.
I drafted that guy, too. And you see the guy he's throwing it to? I drafted that guy, too.
What about Kyle Pitts? Don't talk about Kyle Pitts.
No. Yeah. Because we're still working with him. We're still trying to get him to where he needs to be. Yeah, right.
Don't talk about him. Just talk about those three guys. That's it.
Yeah, right.
Those three games at the end of the season and those three guys. That's all we want to talk about.